嗨，亲爱的朋友们，欢迎收听北京外语广播正在播出的轻松学英语英语 PK 台，我是主持人晶晶，欢迎大家来到今天的地道美语口语经典 Real American Spoken English。 我们还是欢迎出今天的嘉宾 Mark 老师。
Good afternoon, 晶晶。 Good afternoon, listeners.
今天呢，我们和大家一起带来一个新的主题。当然了，在节目的开始，我们还是要邀请您和我们一起来聊一聊今天的这个主题。这是关于什么呢？这是关于 texting
Texting, text messages. You always see people on the subway writing their texts. What about people driving? What about people walking down the street? What do you think?
你通常呢会在地铁上看到人们不停地拿着手机，不知道在发什么东西。实际上现在人人都拿着手机 play video games、
mm-hmm.
or text messages、
yep.
等等。但你知道吗，这样的一个新单词叫 text、mm-hmm. 我们知道 text 是文字和文本的意思、
mm-hmm. yeah.
那么 text 可以做一个 verb 对吗？
Yeah, it's become a verb. I'll text you.
I'll text you 的意思就是说我给你发信息、
yeah.
还能怎么用呢 text、
Did you get my text? It could be a noun still
Did you get my text?
Mm-hmm.
Or...
I'll send you a text.
I'll send you a text.
Mm. Don't forget to text me after work.
Don't forget to text me after work.
Mm.
这个 text 是不是只能发在手机上呢？
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, if you write someone an email message, you can say, I'll email you, even if your message is just text.
如果说你给某人发一个 email...那你跟他说是 I'll email you.
The easiest way to say everything is I'll send you a message.
Oh,
yeah.
最简单的说法就是说我给你发一个 message.
Yeah. But when you see people typing on their phone, that's texting. So I think that's a good word to use for this.
如果我给你发一条信息 I will send you a message.
Right.
那如果说你看见大家是在他的手机上发一些文字消息的话，这个就叫做 texting.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
好，所以它既可以做名词，也可以做动词。
Yeah.
那今天我们这个主题呢，就是 texting or text.Messages,
yes.
发短信。不过我们要好好的聊一聊啊。现在这个时候，大家还发短信吗？
Yeah, I think texting is something fun that you can do silently. If you have a really boring meeting and nobody's asking you questions, you can text your way through the whole meeting and probably send 20 people your messages.
哇塞，这可不是什么好员工啊。
It's like two meetings at once.
天天开会的时候偷偷的发信息啊。
Yeah.
如果会议很无聊，那自己就拿着手机不停的发短信，还发给20个人。
对。
这会议是有多无聊。
Bigger than the meeting itself.
比这个会议本身还要重要。那这个就叫发短信会议好了。
Yeah, yeah.
现在的人们是不是都不太愿意发这个短信了呀？反正在中国大家应该用那个 WeChat, 用微信多一些。
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
你觉得呢?
I think we foreigners a lot of times will still say, I'll send you a text. You know, I'll text you on WeChat, something like that. So it just means write a message into your phone. The result is text.
就说如果现在即便是发微信的话，我也可以说 I'll send you a text、
right.
in WeChat.
Yep.Yeah.
我给你发一条微信的短信。
Even I'll text you on WeChat. Yeah.
Or I'll text you on WeChat.
Yeah. There's also that talk to text. You know, when you speak into your phone and your phone records the text, that would be the same. Nobody cares if you talked into your phone or you typed it. When they get it, it's a text.
发语音也可以叫做 text 吗?
Yeah, sure.
那不是应该叫做 voice 什么什么吗?
Well, it gets sent from your phone to the other person's phone as a text message. So in that way, it's a text.
所以就不用说我给你发语音、yeah. 或者是说我给你发文字，统称都叫做 text.
Yeah, I hate getting voice messages. Then I have to go to a quiet place and listen to it. I missed the first part and they didn't speak clearly. It's like, you don't want to spend 2 minutes giving me a text. I'm not going to spend 5 minutes listening to your unclear voice message.
哟，看来 Mark 老师自己是不喜欢听语音信息的。
特别不喜欢。我可以等一天，然后听见的。
那您自己不觉得发这个写字的短信很麻烦吗？
所以不用给我发短信吧。
这就跟外界就甭联系了，是吧？您是觉得别人给你发语音是不清楚
？Yeah.
你觉得听上去很麻烦
？Yeah.
那你戴一个 earphone 或者是 headphone 不可以
吗 ？That's okay. That's okay. I think there are three levels of urgency. Level one is call me. If I don't answer the phone, call me again. Maybe I have my phone set that way, so you call me twice, it'll ring through. The second level of urgency is WeChat text.Phone text, whatever you want to call it. And the third one is, I think I'll just send him a voice message, and maybe later he'll have a chance to listen to it. Yeah, that might be tomorrow. That might be the next day.
所以在您的这个紧急度的排名上面呢，你觉得第一个要紧急的就是给我打电话。
Yeah.
啊，如果你有特别紧急的事情啊，出了什么事儿啊
？Yeah, I was in a meeting. I saw that you called. Yeah, I called you right back as soon as I could get out. Yeah.
所以这第一紧急就是得打电话。第二紧急就是直接发那个微信或者是发短信了。
Because I can see it in my notifications. You know, hey, I've got to cancel. Blah blah blah. You know, I can see that. Easy. Yeah.
哦，这个是 easy 的。那么您觉得第三个最不紧急的就是发语音了。
I've got this voice message from this guy. Yeah, maybe I'll listen to it.
哎，那您有没有觉得就是说现在在街头上看见一些景象很有趣，就是每个人都拿这个手机，然后对着手机说话。
Yeah, speaking into the heel of their phone. Yeah.
或者是拿着这个手机这
么听。Are you eating your phone?
Are you eating your phone? 你在吃你的手机。
Yeah.
这一开始看到中国人这么着的时候，还是挺奇怪的。
It's okay. I see it everywhere.
哎，您说现在美国啊，或者是像欧洲这些，大家用不用 WeChat？ 用不用微信啊
？WeChat has not really caught on in America that I know of. I've tried to sell my relatives on it and some friends, and they always tell me, "Go on Facebook, go on Skype. I'm there." You know, it's yeah, that's a little tough.
反正在中国的外国朋友呢，现在是挺喜欢用微信的。
Yeah, a lot of my foreign friends who have gone back to America or back to other countries, they still use it. It's kind of cool.
就是就是，尤其是在中国待过的一些外国朋友，
yeah.
哎，他们回到美国去或回到澳大利亚去以后，哎，他现在还在用微信跟我们保持联络交流。
Yeah. It's like snowboarding. Once you try it, you know you'll never go back to something else.
就像一个大雪球一样，
yeah.
你一旦试了以后呢，你很难说再去摆脱它了，因为你觉得实在是太方便了。
Mm-hmm.
哎，不过说到这个微信，真的是特别好玩。现在大家都已经习惯了对着微信说话呀，等等哈。
Yeah.
没想到 Mark 老师原来是不喜欢 voice messages。
It's okay, it's just a personal peeve.
我以后一定不会发 voice message 的。
Yeah.
啊不，我以后一定会给你发 voice message 的。
Oh, I'll try it, try it. I'll get you soon.
好，那今天我们这个情景当中呢，要说一说什么呢 ？Text， 您发现了没有？现在很多呀，这个司机在开车的时候，一边开车一边还在发微信。
Yeah,
发现了没有
？It was easier when it was the old kind of phone. It was easier when it was a T9 because you don't have to look. You use your hand to hold the smaller phone and you use your thumb, and you could probably get a pretty clear message out without, you know, getting into an accident. You might not shift gears, but that'd be it.
可是那也很危险啊。你想想，你在开车的时候，开车的时候不允许看任何的。
Of course, it's not ideal, but,
对不对
？Yeah, I think it was easier back in the day of T9 phones.
就以前的那种情况啊，
yeah.
要好一些。现在就是说，大家你看，在二环上开个车，你走着哪儿，看见旁边的人都在这儿一边开一边发短信，他们也不担心自己会有危险，也不担心自己是否安全，就自己在那儿发。
Yeah, that's kind of bad.
但很多情况下，往往是因为这个情况出了事故。对不对
？Yeah，
这是很危险、很危险的。
Yeah，
而且我们现在看到很多的，比如说一些打车的软件，你在坐着车的时候，你看见司机还在弄那个打车软件啊。
On the inside of your windshield, you can write a text.
挺危险的，
cool.
是不是
？Yeah, yeah.
那是挺危险的啊。所以今天这个情景呢，就是关于哈，你看 Mark 和晶晶两个人一起呢，哎，一不想这个 Mark 呢一边开车的时候一边在发这个 text messages， 就一不小心出了点事情。
A little bit of a sad story coming up.
哎呀，今天有一点点悲伤的小故事啊。好，我们首先呢开始请 Mark 老师给我们把今天的一整段对话来读一遍。
Okay. 好啊，晶晶 ，I'm in a grind. What's the matter? You look like you've seen a ghost. Yeah, I just got in a wreck. My parents are going to bite my head off. Really? Are you okay? How about your car? I'm fine, but my car is totaled.They gave that car to me last year when I graduated college. It cost $30,000. I don't know what to do. Just stay calm. Accidents happen. I'm sure it wasn't your fault. Actually, it was. I really goofed up, Jingjing. I was texting and driving. I wasn't paying attention to the road. Mark, what's gotten into you? That doesn't seem like something you'd do. I know. I don't know what I was thinking. Jingjing, what am I supposed to do? Look...You need to be blunt with your parents and tell them what happened. I'm sure they'll forgive you. After all, they're your parents. Okay, I'm going to go home now and spill the beans. Good luck. So, how did it go with your parents? Are they ticked off? No, they were more worried than anything. They were just happy I wasn't hurt. The good news is that the insurance will cover the cost of the car. Wow, it sounds like they're letting you off pretty easy. What's the catch?The catch is that they are making me pay the deductible. And they told me that I'm not allowed to send text for a month. No text messages? I think I would go bananas. I love sending texts. I bet you can't wait for this month to go by, huh? That's right. Next month, I'll be a dog with two tails. Although, I swear I'll never send another text while driving again. Look on the bright side. At least you'll save a lot of money this month by not having to send texts. Texting can be expensive. That's true. I never thought about that. With all this leftover money, I think I might go buy some books that I've been wanting to read. See, Mark? The whole ordeal has turned out to be a blessing in disguise. Hey, how come you always seem to cheer me up? Do you have the magical powers or something? No, I'm just awesome, that's all.
哎呀，这个一个 sad story， 最后还是变成了一个 good story。
Yeah， happy ending。
一个 happy ended， awesome story。
特别有意思，您看还是挺危险的吧。 Yeah， grounded， right？ When your parents punish you by not letting you do some regular stuff， you're grounded。
You're grounded。
Grounded from text。
就是被禁止了做什么事情，不允许你做什么事情了。
Yeah， don't allow you to do that。
你看吧，好，我们一起来看今天这个对话。今天这对话里面有特别多的那种很地道的表达，而且很多我们都没有听过。 所以我们要好好的来学习一下。首先第一句话 Mark 说，嘿呀，晶晶啊，我太痛苦了。
I'm in a grind.
I'm in a grind. 这是一个很新鲜的表达。I'm in a grind. 就是这么一句话，怎么用呢？
Well, if you're in a lot of trouble and it might get really bad very soon, you could say I'm in a grind.
有多痛苦啊？
Yeah, it's like you've fallen into a machine with moving parts. And you could say, hey, I'm in a grind. I feel it in my feet. Soon I'll feel it at my knees. And maybe later, who knows?
这么严重啊？
Well, I mean, someone probably wouldn't say at that time, I'm in a grind, but it's kind of like that. Yeah.
它是一种 mental 的一种痛苦，还是一种 physical 的痛苦？
Not physical. No, if you're in a grind, it's usually a social situation, something that could become a lot more difficult in a very short time.
A social?
Yeah, like you're late for something, and then also, you forgot to prepare something, and you need your friend to help you suddenly. You could say, I'm in a grind.
在一种社交的一种情况下呀，
yeah.
比如说你忘记做什么事情啦，比如说你迟到了，你就说啊，我现在此时此刻我很痛苦，
yeah.
是这个意思吗？
I'm going to the bank. I'm running late. I forgot my passport. I forgot my something like that. I'm in a grind.
我的天哪，到银行去的时候，你看又去迟了，然后还忘记了自己的密码什么的。
Yeah, exactly that kind of.
那真是很讨厌啊这种情况，很烦啊。对，bad situation.
Yeah, bad situation.
Bad situation. 所以我们用一个口语表达说 I'm in a grind. 怎么表达？ I'm in a grind.
Yeah.
哎，这个很地道哈。除此以外，我们还能怎么说呢？
I mean, a bind is a similar expression, especially in the sound. But if you're in a bind, it means you're forced to do something. You have no choice.
How can we spell the word bind?
Bind is B-I-N-D.
B-I-N-D, bind.
Yeah, it means I'm bound to do something. You know, so for example, if I called you and said, hey, I forgot my passport, I forgot my money, can you stop by my office and pick them up for me? You could say after that, I'm kind of in a bind. I've got a meeting starting up. I have to go live after that. There's no way that I can help you now.
Yeah. 哦，就是说我的情况也是比较的紧急，也是比较的尴尬。
Yeah.
In a bind.
So both of those are situations that could be bad for you. Yeah.
哦，那些都是一些对你来讲呢不太有利的一些情况，是不太有利的情况。就是说我现在是前后矛盾啊，我有点尴尬呀，我有点不方便呢，都可以说 I'm in a bind.
Yeah.
我这里是grind。就有一点夸张，你说。 有点夸张啊，对对对，语言不都是用来很夸张的吗？
Well, if you say I'm in a bit of trouble or I've run into something I didn't like so much, those are ways of understating your problem. If you say, oh, I ran into a little trouble this morning, you know, that would really be understating a car accident like this.
哦，那实际上这个呢，夸张吗？这里 I'm in a grind.
A little, but it turns out that I said I totaled the car, so yeah, that's quite a grind.
还算是正常。
Yeah.
也还是比较惨了这种情况啊。 I'm in a grind. 经理说怎么了？
What's the matter?
哎 ，What's the matter? 一个非常经典的问候。 What's the problem? What's the matter? What's going on?
Yeah.
What's the matter? 你看起来像见了鬼一样。
You look like you've seen a ghost.
这个太直接了，太 direct 了。
Yeah.
是可以这么说哈。
That's okay, that's okay. It means something bad has happened very recently. The person is still shocked by it.
You look like you've seen a ghost. 你像见到了 ghost 一样。见到 ghost 会是什么表情？会是很惊恐。 很害怕。
You look scared, you look shocked. What happened just now?
You look scared, you look shocked. 非常的害怕啊，非常的惊恐。这个好朋友说的 ，You look like you've seen a ghost.
Yeah.
你的脸色都苍白了，你看起来就像见了鬼一样。马克说，是啊，我刚刚出车祸了。
Yeah, I just got in a wreck.
I just got in a wreck. 好，来解释一下这个句子 ，got in 是什么意思
？Got in, was in, got into, any of those are fine. Oh, had and caused, maybe.
那这个呢 ？WRECK.
Wreck. Wreck.
注意它的读音是 wreck, 不是 whack.
Yeah.
是 wreck.
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 Yeah, the car you were in is now no longer useful. Your car is wrecked. It means maybe one of the wheels can't turn or the engine won't start. That's a wreck.
车子已经是被撞毁了，或者是已经不能再用了。
Right.
已经是有些损失了。
The opposite of that, if you still have a car accident, but it's not a wreck, you could call it a fender bender.
A fender bender.
Maybe your front headlight is cracked, or the bumper is coming off a little bit. That's a fender bender.
就 fender bender 呢，就是小小的一些剐蹭事故，是不是？
In America, we say if it's $2,000 or less of damage, that's not a wreck. You don't need to call the police. They don't need to come have a look. You just talk with the other driver.
2,000美元以内的呢，就不是一个 wreck.
Yeah.
就是一个小小的一些保险公司可以赔的一些事故了。
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
那2,000美元以上呢，就是一个 wreck.
Maybe some major.
车已经都不能再用了
yeah.
可能轮子都撞毁了或者是怎么回事
At least you check, yeah. Yeah, get a report.
我们知道有一个词叫 shipwreck.
A shipwreck is. A shipwreck is when the boat cracks. A shipwreck is when the boat is run against some rocks and it can't by itself back out into the water.
对了我们说那个沉船啊或者是触礁啊、shipwreck.
Yeah,
是不是?
It might not sink because the water's shallow, something like that, yeah.
不一定是要沉下去但是船是肯定被撞毁了
yeah, But the Titanic, that's a shipwreck
所以他就说 Yeah, I just got in a wreck、哟不得了这个事故可是挺大的、
yeah.
那不得了了我爸妈会骂死我的
My parents are gonna bite my head off
可能是借的爸妈的车、
mm-hmm.
有没有可能 Borrowed your parents' car
Yeah, I think a young guy crashes the car Whether it's his, whether it's theirs They're gonna bite his head off
好那这个俚语叫做 Bite my head off、把我头咬下来
Yep
这个是好残酷啊听上去但是它什么意思呢 bite my head off
we'll use that a lot it means maybe yell at me so much that my ears hurt and I kind of wish I didn't have my head just now it's a painful experience to have your head bitten off
to have your head bitten off、or bite your head off、
yeah.
把你的头咬下来就是对你大喊大叫
yeah exactly、
比如说怎么来比如说这撞车了你会怎么对你的孩子说
I saw a ghost when I wrecked my car I saw a ghost when my parents bit my head off I mean that's not a very good afternoon
那比如说你的 Mark如果你的孩子就是 got in a wreck, 你会怎么样 bite his head off?
I'd probably buy them a bus pass for the next month and not say anything else. That's just my style.
那你真是一个非常 gentle.
Not really. They'd have to take the bus.
但是你不会大吼大叫吧? You don't want to yell at him?
I don't know. It's too late. The car's wrecked. I mean, they can't change that.
没什么用了哈。
应该 ，yeah. They either feel bad enough already, and me yelling at them is just going to make them feel worse, or they're too proud to admit they did something wrong, and so they need some days or weeks, maybe riding the bus, to know what the difference is between having a car and having this card that takes you twice as long to get to work. Yeah.
这个 Mark 老师比较理性。
Well,
也不会大吼大
But if I'm riding with them in the car and they're texting and they're coming up against this truck or going off to the side of the road, I will yell, of course.
那如果是你跟他同时坐在车里面
，Yeah，
好，然后他在一边开车一边在 text message.
My father taught me how to drive, and if I was driving badly, he would be yelling at me. And after a few short times of you know learning from my father that way, I became a pretty good driver because when he wasn't there, I still kind of felt like he was yelling.at me for doing something stupid, you know. Think quick, you know, or get yelled at longer.
那您的父亲是教您开车哈
？Yeah.
然后呢，就一直来讲对你是非常的严厉了啊。你在那边开车的时候，他开的哪点不对，他就在旁边大吼大叫。Mark, 你怎么这样
？Yeah, yeah, yeah. At first, I tried to persuade my dad. It's like, Dad, I don't think you understand human psychology. If there's some dangerous situation and a person next to me yelling into my ear, that's doubly shocking.And it might make the difference that, you know, I can't respond quickly enough to the situation. So if you would just calmly, you know, like my driving teacher, calmly tell me what to do, it would go a lot better. And my dad just said, like, I'm sorry, but, you know, if you're doing something badly, I'll yell. That's, I'm too old to learn new tricks.
就等于说您跟您的父亲学了开车，然后又跟您的专业提车学了开车。
Yeah, oh, he was calm. Yeah, I remember I almost wrecked the car once. He didn't say anything until it was over. Yeah, because the driving instructor car has another brake pedal on his passenger side. And so I remember one time I turned too sharply.And I kept turning the wheel, and I was stepping on the gas pedal, thinking that it was the brake. But because he was stepping on his brake pedal, the car was kind of stopping, kind of not. But I was basically flooring it into the side of the road, and we nearly crashed. And after the car settled down on the sidewalk...He explained to me what had happened.
父亲呢，就是说你要是开不好，就在旁边大吼大叫的。
Yeah.
Marshall 老师就说这个父亲可能不懂得人类心理学。那我是一个 driver， 在遇到紧急情况的时候呢，我绝对是应该 focus 在我的这个事情的处理上，你就不能在我的耳边大吼大叫了，
yeah.
是不是？
Yeah.
然后 driving teacher 呢就很好，就会等你事情结束以后再对你大吼大叫。
I needed both. Yeah, I needed both.
所以到现在开车的时候，是不是一遇到紧急情况都觉得父亲在旁边对你大吼大叫一样哈？
Yeah.
好了，就说到这个词语嘛，就特别有意思哈，就是说叫 bite your head off。
Yeah, don't bite my head off, Dad. I'm trying to drive the car.
哎呀，不要骂我，不要对我大吼大叫哈，就是 bite my head off， 可不真是把你的头咬下来哦，可不是那个意思哈。晶晶说：“真的吗？”
嗯 ，Really？
你还好吗
？Are you okay？
Really？ Are you okay？ 你的车还好吗
？How about your car？
How about your car？Are you okay? How about your car? 这些都是表示关切的询问。Mark 说，我很好啊。
I'm fine.
但是我的车完蛋了。
But my car is totaled.
But my car is totaled. Total 这个单词是完全的 ,T-O-T-A-L.、Mm-hmm. 那在这里它的意思是完蛋了，是不是、
mm-hmm. ?Totaled, yeah,
totaled.
Totally wrecked.
Totally wrecked.、
Mm-hmm.
哦，原来 total 还可以这么用啊、
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
只用在 accident 的情况下吗
Yeah, yeah, I totaled the car. I wrecked the car.
I totaled the car、
mm-hmm.
as a verb.
If you're just walking up to saying, like, Jing Jing, hello, I totaled the car, it would take you a while to figure out what I'm talking about. So wreck is a much more common word early in a conversation.、
Oh.
But just like this, yeah, I got into a wreck. Oh, really?Yeah, the car is totaled. At that point, you know what to expect.
明白了，因为之前呢，我们说过了哈 ，I just got in a wreck.、
Mm-hmm.
说了我的车呢已经被撞毁了。
Yeah.
那么在这里呢，我们说一个 totaled， 你马上就知道我说的是我的那个车出了问题。
Exactly.
你不能在没有上下文的情况下直接冲过去就跟人家说 I totaled my car， 那人家可能听不懂你到底在说什么。
Yeah, you could say I totally customized my car. I totally cleaned my car. I totally upgraded my car.、
Oh.
Yeah, at that point.Nobody knows.
所以在一般的情况下 ，total 呢就做一个副词 ，totally do something， 哎、
嗯，
这样做呢是可以的。好了，我的车完蛋了。哎呦，那辆车是我去年大学毕业的时候爸妈送给我的。
They gave me that car last year when I graduated college.
你看看 ，they gave me the car 哈、，they gave the car to me. 他们给我的 last year 去年的时候 ，when I graduated college， 我大学毕业的时候。哟，这大学毕业的礼物还真不错哈、爸爸妈妈送他一个 car。
I think, you know, if you go to a 4-year university, for example, college, you know, and it takes you just 4 years and you get a double major or something like that, your parents are pretty happy. It could have taken you 5 years. You could have taken an easier major where it's harder to get a job. So they think, hey, we spent less money out of your college fund than we expected to spend. And hey, you know, why don't we just buy you a BMW? You know, I think it's a smart choice for parents as long as they think their kid is all right. Yeah.
你的学习表现让你爸爸妈妈很满意的时候，
快快学习，别浪费这么多年，
赶紧学完哈。
Yeah.
五年的学习，三年就学完了。
嗯、
如果是这种情况下的话，爸妈就说，反正剩下的钱也都剩下了，那不如我们给你买个 BMW 吧。
Yeah, I mean there were guys in my university that had been going to school for more than 10 years, and yes, they almost had a master's degree, which is nice. But on the other hand, they've been wasting money and not been earning money, and maybe their parents have lost patience.So I think if another classmate had finished school in 3.5 years, 4 years, yeah, why not? Let's go to the bank and see how much money is left over and maybe buy a nice car with that.
哎，真不错哈！你看这个父母呢，就是给自己的孩子呢留了一些学习的那个 fund，
yeah,
对吧？给你一些基金哈，
yeah,
资助你上学。那你要是三年就把五年的课学完了，那剩下的钱岂不就能买个 BMW 吗？
嗯哼。
哎，这个挺好的。
You buy a used BMW for $30,000, it'd be one of the best ones.
还真好，还买了一个最好的车。
Almost, yeah.
啊，真不幸哈，这个 they gave me the car last year when I graduated college.花了整整$30,000。
It cost $30,000.
Grand 是多少
？Thousand.
A thousand.
Yeah, 三万。
那就是三万块钱。
Exactly.
三十千。
Yep.
$30,000.
Yeah.
Grand. 这个词跟第一个单词还不一样。第一个词 I'm in a grind.
Grind.
这里是 cost thirty.
Grand.
Grand.
Yeah. Let me say those two together. I mean, they mean something different, but see how they're stressed. Ah, Jing Jing, I'm in a grind.The car costs $30,000.
听懂了这区别吗？痛苦是 grind， 千是 grand。
Yeah.
一定要分清楚啊。
Grand.
三十千啊，就是$30,000。三万美元是很贵了吧？差不多。
I would say that a pretty good European car, like one of the better Audis, BMW or Mercedes, Volvo or Saab, you know, those cars would go for about $45,000 up to about $60,000 for your pretty regular but better than average within their brand. So if you're paying $30,000, you're either getting a Japanese car that's new,or an American car that's, you know, pretty new, or you're getting a used European car that's in good condition, maybe 3 or 4 years old.
嗯，那真不错了，$30,000。
Yeah.
可是现在已经给 rack 掉了，我不知道怎么办了。我说
，I don't know what to do.
I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
这句话可真正是挂在嘴边的哈。
Can't wreck the car again.
I don't know what to do. 我真是不知道该做什么了，我完全不知道怎么办了。
Yeah.
生活里的很多情况下都有这个情况哈。
I don't know what to do.
I don't know what to do.、
Yeah.
不知道怎么办了。晶晶这个时候就劝 Mark 说：“哎，你保持冷静。
”Just stay calm.
Stay calm.、Stay calm. 这是一个安慰人的非常经典的说法。Stay calm.、不要着急，不要疯狂、不要怎么样，你要冷静，要 stay calm.、事故发生是避免不了的。
Accidents happen. I'm sure it wasn't your fault.
Accidents happen. 这事故呢总是会发生的，对不对、多多少少都会发生的。I'm sure it wasn't your fault.、Fault 是多大的错误、
Your fault. Yeah, your
fault,
mistake.
Fault 跟 mistake 跟有什么区别、
Fault suggests a little bit more of a problem that you knew about and could have done something about and still the mistake happened.You know, so if you crashed into someone by mistake, you know, it wasn't supposed to happen. You didn't plan to do it, but maybe you did nothing wrong. You weren't texting, you were watching the road, and out comes this, Mianbaoche, you know, and you just smashed into the front of it. Sorry, fender bender, you know, that was my mistake. I should have been going maybe a little more slowly, I should have reacted more quickly.But if I'm texting, if I'm tired, if I've got cruise control set above the speed limit, by that point, it's my fault.
Oh, yeah. Fault 的意思就是我的过错、就是我真的做错了一些什么，我一些小小的过错。通常是我们在承认错误的时候，我说 Oh, sorry, it's my fault.
Yeah, and at this point in the dialogue, Jing Jing didn't know the story, so she said, I'm sure it wasn't your fault. That's a good way to comfort someone when they've had an accident.、Yeah.
这是一个很好的安慰别人的说法，尤其是在他有了一些事故之后，是吧、
yeah.
？Mark 说，哎，但其实是我的错。
Actually, it was.
Actually, it was. 真的是我的错。他有点不好意思、
yeah.
说这次呢我真的犯错误了。
I really goofed up, Jing Jing.
非常口语啊。
Yeah.
Goofed up, 怎么用什么意思
Messed up, you know, as a verb,screwed up, yeah, you could say.Yeah.
很多词都是跟那个 up 相关的、
yeah.
你看你刚才说那个 messed up、
yeah.
这个我们知道叫 messed up 就是搞乱事情了、把什么事情搞砸了、那个 screw up
yeah, screw up
也是搞砸了、
yeah.
Goofed up、goofed up、
yeah.
也是搞砸了
Yeah, goof up especially means to do something foolish. You know it's wrong, you do it anyway, and oops, something bad happened. I goofed up. Yeah.
通常是指你做的一些事情都有点蠢蠢的、
yeah.
有点傻。
Yeah, pretty much.
明知道不能做的事呢你还要去做就有点二那意思。就是 goofed、yeah. up, really goofed up, Jing Jing. 哎呦、
yeah.
这次我可真是犯一个蠢的错误了。
Mm-hmm.
我一边开车一边发短信来着。
I was texting and driving.
看看 I was texting and driving、
mm-hmm.
这太不应该了一边开车一边发短信我根本没有注意道路啊
I wasn't paying attention to the road
I wasn't paying attention to the road. Pay attention to something 就是注意什么事情、
mm-hmm.
啊。这个要是在北京的车上呢，你注不注意道路都没有关系，因为反正都堵着车的。
Oh, you still have to pay attention. Somebody changes lanes, somebody stops suddenly.
但是在北京堵车堵的那样，你都动不了，你都。
If you're not moving, that's true. Yeah, just hook yourself up to the car in front of you with a bungee cord.
可能在那个六十六号公路上开车呢，
yeah.
这样的话也许就可以有一个 rack.、
Yeah.
在北京的话，你真是动都动不了。
Just a fender bender.
对，北京都动不了哈。
Mm-hmm.
哎呀，没有注意道路。Pay attention to the road.
Yeah.
晶晶说 ，Mark， 你怎么想的？
Mark, what's gotten into you?
What's gotten into you? 这个怎么理解呢? What's gotten into you?
Well, it's you're acting strange, you know, and it's almost like, Jing Jing, you'd prefer to find out that there was a ghost that went into my body and now controls me because I'm doing something really foolish. I really goofed up. So maybe, you know, there's some kind of explanation that doesn't make sense, but at least...shows that it's not really my fault.
什么东西进到你的脑子里去了
yeah,、
啊、
yeah, pretty much. What's gotten into your head? Exactly.
什么毛病什么东西
yeah,
什么鬼
yeah,
进到你的脑子里去了
you don't want to ask me, like, Mark, what's your long-term problem? You know, that's pretty insulting, and maybe you don't think that way, but instead, you know, you could ask me, hey, what's gotten into you these days?、
What's gotten into you these days?、
Mm-hmm.
最近你的脑子里在想什么
Yeah, exactly.
最近你出了什么问题
Yeah.
你这脑子里最近是怎么在转的
Are you afraid to sleep? Are you drinking? I mean, what's your problem?
哎，是睡眠不好吗、
yeah.
啊、是有那个饮酒的问题吗、
yeah.
到底是什么这不像是你会做出来的事儿啊
Yeah. That doesn't seem like something you'd do.
That doesn't seem like something you do.、
Mm.
Seem like 就是看上去像 something you do. 你会做出来的事情啊，因为 Mark 平时呢不是这样的，是不是、
no.
？Mark 是非常仔细的。Mark 说：“我知道啊。”
I know.
我也不知道啊，我在想什么。
I don't know what I was thinking.
I don't know what I was thinking.我真的不知道我当时脑子里在想什么。你说我都想什么去了呀？晶晶啊，我该怎么办呢？
晶晶 ，What am I supposed to do?
What am I supposed to do? 这也是一个很常用的口语表达。What am I supposed to do? 意思就是 What should I do?
嗯哼，嗯哼。
但是我们呢，中国学生呢，很喜欢用 What should I do?
I like What am I supposed to do?
这个是更加。
Yeah, I think that's what people say a lot. When you say should.It's almost too direct, it's too resolute. At this time, you don't know the whole story. I haven't decided, obviously. So I think what I'm asking you is almost like, what do people usually do?、
Mm.
When they're in a car wreck, what do they usually do? Who do they tell?
You know?、Oh, yeah. 所以呢要是用 what am I supposed to do,、
mm-hmm.
会更加的强调而且会更有意思、
yeah.
说出来我应该做什么、
yeah.
更加的地道一些了。接下来呢我们看情况怎么发展晶晶说我觉得呀你呢还是得跟你的父母说实话、告诉他们发生了什么事情
Look, you need to be blunt with your parents and tell them what happened
Be blunt with somebody 的意思就是
Say something too directly with too few words and maybe even a little too crudely You know,、to say something so directly that it misses a little detail and it makes you look more like you goofed up.、but that's okay. Just at least you gave them the news.
就是完全的对某人呢、比较的说实话。
Mm-hmm.
是不是
Yeah.
就是
Hey, Mom, I wrecked the car. I was texting and going too fast. It's totaled.
妈妈这个时候就昏过去了就
Yeah, she'll be angry.
妈妈这个时候就已经一下子就人就晕过去了、
yeah. Mom, are you sitting down? I need to tell you something bluntly.、Yeah.
就直接跟父母说直言不讳就是 blunt with, be blunt with somebody.
Yeah.
妈我撞车了
Yep.Yeah, I totaled the car. It's wrecked.
完了，怎么办？这就是直言相告，就是 be blunt with somebody、
yeah.
啊，非常直白的告诉某人，告诉他们 tell them what happened, 发生了什么事情。
Mm-hmm.
我敢肯定他们会原谅你。
I'm sure they'll forgive you.
I'm sure they'll forgive you. Forgive somebody, 原谅某人。
Mm-hmm.
毕竟他们可是你的父母啊。
After all, they're your parents.
After all, they're your parents.、
Mm-hmm.
毕竟呢，他们是你的父母。After all, 再来一次就是毕竟的意思。They are your parents.、
Mm-hmm.
Mark 说，好吧，我现在就回家告诉他们这个消息。
Okay, I'm going to go home now and spill the beans.
我现在要回家，然后把豆豆撒出来。
Mm-hmm.
撒出来豆豆是什么意思啊 ？Spill the beans.
Well, a lot of times in America, we eat out of a can of beans or a pot of beans. It's something we've cooked. So if there's something bad in the beans, or I don't know, like I dropped my wristwatch in the beans, I'm going to spill the beans and get my watch out of it, you know, if the beans are all white. You know, it's better for me to spill them than serve them to my friends.
如果豆子坏了，就把它们给倒掉。
Yeah, so it never looks good when you have a pot full of beans or you have a can full of beans to spill them on the table or spill them on the floor. But it might be that the result is better. You get your wristwatch back, nobody gets food poisoning, so you've spilled the beans.
Spill the beans 就是告诉某人什么样的消息。
Yeah, that's what it means, to tell someone.
这口语里经常这么用吗？
Quite a bit, yeah. It's an expression we use, yeah.
就说实话。
Yeah.
就是说大老实话。也不欺瞒什么事情，就直接是告诉大家事实是什么。
Yeah, be willing to tell people everything that you did. If you goofed up, tell them all of those things. I was texting, I was going too quickly, I wasn't looking where I was going. Spill the beans, spill all of them.
如实相告。
Yeah.
就是 spill the beans. Yeah. 那跟前面那个 be blunt with somebody 是什么区别呢？
Yeah, blunt is to say something almost too suddenly, to say something too simply,and to not worry too much about hurting someone's feelings, you know. So it could be that, you know, you tell your other friend, hey, you know, my friend Mark really goofed up. He was looking in his phone and crashed into someone's car and totaled, you know, what his parents had just bought him. And your friend might even say, well, that's kind of putting it bluntly. I mean, it could be that the person in front of him just stopped all of a sudden.
Yeah. 明白明白，老师解释得非常清楚。这个 be blunt with 的意思就是一定是简单粗暴的，上来就跟你说什么话，也不担心是否会伤害你的感情。
Yeah, you have maybe 10 details that you can put into your story. You take the 3 important ones and you share those right away.
哎呀，
yeah.
好，这就是 blunt. 那 spill the beans 呢，更加强调的是如实相告，
that
告诉真相。
Get it all out. Yeah, all the bad stuff, let people see.
Oh, yeah. 明白了，非常清楚了。这两个短语大家以后一定要用上。今天就说祝你好运，最后一句话。
Okay, good luck.
好，第二段我们来看看到底 Mark 的运气好不好，爸爸妈妈有没有惩罚他呢？ Dialogue 2, 事态是如何发展的？晶晶说，后来怎么样了？
So, how did it go with your parents?
又来了一个，前面是 What's the matter?这里是 How did it go? How did it go? 什么事情进行的怎么样了？ How did it go with your parents?、
Mm-hmm.
你父母那边怎么样了？你父母怎么反应了？他们生气了吗？
Are they ticked off?
短语 ticked off、
mm-hmm.
我们呢基本上中国学生只会用 angry、
mm-hmm.
只会用 mad、
yeah.
好，我们不会用这样的短语叫 ticked off.
I think ticked off is a pretty interesting saying, and I think it fits into this dialogue nicelyBut we might not know why. And I think when you think about ticking something, it's kind of like if someone's in prison. You know, they have to stay in prison for 400 days, and they don't have a very big window, and they get their food, and they think, okay, that this must be dinner. Let me tick the wall, and okay, I've been here 2 days. You know, and after a while, they have 398 days that they've ticked off of their sentence. And they think, well, I must have only 2 days left.You know, that would be ticking things off. You'd literally make a little mark on the wall, and you've ticked it. You know, another thing is, if you're voting, you know, you go to America and you vote for Trump, or you vote for Hillary or something, you know, you could tick the box that says, you know, Hillary, or the box that says Trump. That's a little mark that you put on the paper. So if your parents are ticked off, that means that this week you totaled their car. The week before...You left the door unlocked in the house, and some things were stolen. And the week before that, you forgot to turn the water off in the shower, and the whole house is flooded. And then before that, you had a big party in your house, and then the police came. I mean, they've ticked off 4 major ways that you've made their life difficult. So that means by now, you know, after those 4 events that they can record, they're ticked off.
明白了，这个 tick 呢本来是打勾的意思、
mm-hmm.
哈，是一个小小的一个 mark、
yeah.
一个做记号的意思。那实际上在后来呢，它就演变为成为了这个生气，就是不高兴、
yeah.
哈，或者是什么样的东西呢，就让你就是
It's many things together.And this one more is enough to make me really mad. Like, now I'm really ticked off. you know, 2 or 3 weeks ago, you had a party and the police came. And after that, you flooded the house. And then there was something else that you did. And this is like the fourth thing this month. I'm ticked off.
明白了，你前三件事情都已经做得挺让我不舒服的，
yeah.
是吧？你在家里开 party， 然后又把水淹了房子，
yeah.
然后这是已经是第四件事情了，我实在是已经忍无可忍了。
对，那可以算吧。
我已经要爆炸了，就这个感觉
yeah.
就 take it off， 明白吗？就是不仅仅是一般的生气，
right.
而且我都忍到我已经无需再忍了，我要爆发了，
yeah.
我就想 take it off。
Because that's a good question for Jingjing to ask me earlier. You know, it's like, oh, that doesn't sound like something you would do in dialogue one, and here we have, are your parents ticked off? Are they ticked off? So I think she doesn't know. Maybe I do foolish stuff all the time.
All the time.
I goof up every week.
这就是为什么父母是终于是爆发了。可能我就是一个经常做什么做事情让父母生气的人，
mm-hmm.
是不是？
Yeah, make sense.
这次就真的是已经是忍无可忍了。Mm. Mark 说没有啊。
No.
他们主要是很担心。
They were more worried than anything.
They were more worried than anything. More than 就是比什么东西更怎么样、
mm-hmm.
就 more worried than anything. 他们主要是更担心一些、
yeah.
担心什么呢？担心庆幸我没有受伤。
They were just happy I wasn't hurt.
哟，爸妈妈还不错哈。
Mm-hmm.
They were just happy. 他们还是会感到高兴。为什么？因为 I wasn't hurt.、
Mm-hmm.
我在车祸当中呢是没有受伤的。好消息是，这个保险公司会赔付我汽车的损失。
The good news is that the insurance will cover the cost of the car.
That's the good news.、
Mm-hmm.
The good news is, 好消息就是 the insurance.Insurance 就是保险、
mm-hmm.
啊、保险公司 will cover. Cover 就是会包括、
right.
会处理、
yeah.
the cost of the car. Cover the cost of the car. 赔付我汽车的损失。晶晶说哇哦，他们听起来很容易就饶过你了。
Wow, it sounds like they're letting you off pretty easy.
It sounds like they 指的就是
could be the insurance company, could be the parents.
可能是 parents.
Yeah.
I'll let you off 是什么意思？
Make it easier for you. After you spilled the beans, you don't have to eat all of them. Kind of like that. You know, your punishment is much less than you thought.
Let you off 就是放过你了、
mm-hmm.
放你一马了。 Let you off pretty easy、
yeah.
简简单单的很容易的就 let you off 就放过你了、mm-hmm.好，接下来这句话很有意思，叫有什么条件吗
？What's the catch?
What's the catch? 你看看这些话啊，咱们这些英语的 textbook 当中绝对没有这样的话。
Mm-hmm.
什么叫 What's the catch? 什么是抓
？What's the extra thing that you have to do? What's the bad news? If you share mostly good news, you know, there's probably something in there that you know you'd consider being a little bad. So somebody can ask you, "What's the catch?"
坏的方面是什么？哈、
yeah,
或者是你需要做什么
？Yeah.
你的代价是什么
？They're not letting you off completely, are they? What's the catch?
他们肯定不那么轻易饶过你的。你一定要拿出什么去跟他们交换，哈、
mm-hmm.
或者是有别的条件。所以 ，What's the catch? 就是说， yeah. 那你付出了什么呢？你损失了什么呢？有没有？哎，条件就是
The catch is
他们要我自己付抵扣款
That they are making me pay the deductible
They're making me pay the deductible、
mm.
这 deductible 是什么东西啊
That's when you have to pay a certain amount of any kind of claim yourself So when you sign up for insurance policy You decide what your deductible is going to be And if you have a high deductible Then your monthly premium cost is lowerAnd I think if you have an insurance policy that's going to cover the car, then you probably have a pretty low deductible.
这个抵扣款的意思呢，就是说这个保险公司呢在赔付你之前，他要求你支付的一笔费用叫 deductible.
Mm-hmm. Deductible.
这个词大家可以记一下，因为日常生活当中呢可能是需要的。
Mm-hmm.
爸爸妈妈呢要求你来付这个抵扣款，而且要求我一个月不能发短信。
And they told me I'm not allowed to send text for a month.
这是很正确的。They told me I'm not allowed to be allowed to 就是允许做某事、
mm-hmm.
allowed to send text for a month.、
Mm-hmm.
一个月不能发短信。我的天哪，这生活太可怕了吧
yeah, ？That is.
一个月不发短信，现在的人可受不了，是不是
？I know. Just remember to delete all the messages each day, right?
对对，之前还要先删掉自己以前的、那个。
But don't do that while driving.
对，而且是在那个开车的时候，可千万别、
yeah.
别做啊，
嗯，
千万别好。哎呀，看一下怎么办，看一下这个反应是怎么样的。 不能发短信。
No text messages?
No text messages? 我想我会发疯的。
I think I would go bananas.
I think I would go bananas. Bananas, go bananas 是大家很熟悉的一个短语。Go crazy.
Crazy but not harmful.Yeah, if you say something else, you'd think about somebody becoming harmful or dangerous. But if you say go bananas, they just seem a little weird.
Go bananas 就是有点发疯了、
嗯、
但是是没有害处的 No harmful、
yeah.
没有害处的要发疯了怎么发疯 Go bananas 撞墙、
yeah.
这样
yeah, yeah.
有没有可能哈 Go bananas 为什么我最喜欢发短信了
I love sending texts
I love sending text你看这个人呀不能太喜欢做某事、mm-hmm. 对不对你太喜欢做某事了你开车的时候也在做
yeah,
就是不好了
too much, too urgent
对、
yeah.
I love sending text 我敢打赌你肯定希望这个月快点过去
I bet you can't wait for this month to go by, huh?
I bet you can't wait for this month to go by 你不能等到这个月 go by、mm. 就是 pass
Yep, yeah, just pass by Nothing you're going to do to make it go faster or slower. I mean,
等它过去 go by、mm-hmm. 过去、
yeah.
那哈、huh, 你看有一个
哈
哈哈就是对吗
yeah,
是
对吗
汉语当中的对吗、
mm-hmm.
就这意思 Mark 说没错
That's right.
下个月我就又恢复自由了、mm-hmm.
Next month, I'll be like a dog with two tails.
哎呀，好生动的口语啊。Next month, I will be like a dog with two tails. 一条狗，有一条，一只有两条尾巴的狗。
Extra happy.
Extra happy.
Yeah.
啊，小狗摇尾巴已经很高兴了。那如果它摇两条尾巴，那不是特别特别的高兴吗
？Yeah.
Extra happy.特别特别高兴就是 a dog with two tails 高兴的不得了、
mm-hmm.
啊、不要不要的不过我发誓我再也不会一边开车一边发短信了
although I swear I'll never send another text while driving again
I swear I will never send another text while driving again、
mm-hmm.
这句话你看看我再也不会、啊、发誓 I swear 这个很重要的啊
yeah,
I swear
pretty common yeah
I swear 就是我一定不会做某事了对不对 I promise
yeah, people don't want to say that too much so this is a really serious thing he's saying most of this is pretty funny you know but swearing yeah it's pretty serious to promise to swear to apologize those things
比如说像 swear、yeah. to apologize、
mm-hmm.
to
promise、yeah.
就做决定
I swear yeah
对就是这个意思我发誓我绝对不会了、mm-hmm. 还因为没有第二辆车给你 rack 了对不对、
mm-hmm. yeah.
所以哎呀晶晶就说那你往好的方向想吧
Look on the bright side
Look on the bright side 那要是不好的方面呢、
The dark side The downside We more often say the downside
不好的方面是 look on the downside
mm-hmm.
Bright 是光明的 Down、yeah. 是不好的、
yeah.
所以看哪方面想 Look on the bright side、
mm-hmm.
至少你这个月不能发短信还能节省一大笔钱呢
At least you'll save a lot of money this month by not having to send texts
At least you'll have saved a lot of money, save a lot of money this month by not having to send text. Have to, 就是必须发短信、
mm-hmm.
啊、必须发短信 send text.、
Right.
发短信挺贵的呢。
Texting can be expensive.
Texting can be expensive. 在美国发短信贵吗?
I think people get a monthly number of texts they can send, and maybe that's something like 500 messages.、
Mm.
It's usually more than enough for any normal person, but if somebody suddenly has a new job, like they have to organize a wedding or plan a concert or something like that, yes, they will run out that month, and it will cost something.
可能都是那种像是那个流量包啊，或者是短信包什么的。Mm-hmm. 你一个月可以发500条短信。
I think some, yeah.
哎，差不多是这样子。所以 texting can be expensive.、
Mm-hmm.
现在我们都不发短信了，因为短信要花钱，我们都发微信了。
Yeah.
Mark 说，这倒是真的。
That's true.
That's true.我从来没有想过这个问题。
I never thought about that.、Mm-hmm.
我从来没有想过这个问题。用这些省下来的钱，我可以去买一些我一直想读的书。
With all this leftover money, I think I might go buy some books that I've been wanting to read.
With all this leftover money, leftover 就是剩下来的。
Yeah, exactly. Money that I have remaining. Yeah. Same with my $30,000. You know, maybe this leftover money from my college fund is now enough to buy a good car. Yeah.
剩下来的钱叫 leftover money.、
Yeah.
Leftover money 在这里做形容词，剩下来的钱，我可以去 I might go buy some books.那反正钱也省下来了，那我就去买点书、
mm-hmm.
that I've been wanting to read、
yeah.
我一直以来想读的书，其实买书也挺贵的。
They can be expensive. I bought a book for $90、last time I was back in America.
那现在您在 Kindle 上读书吗？
I could do that, but a lot of books aren't available on Kindle, so I just don't buy the Kindle.
所以您现在还要花钱买书啊？
Absolutely, yeah.
而且我觉得买就是买现在在中国买那个英文书也挺贵的
Yeah, kind of. And you can only find the classics.
对 yeah, 对对
Jane Eyre, Uncle Tom's Cabin. Those are great books. But sometimes you want to read something that was written in the last century.
动不动就是90美元100美元
Yeah
80美元这些、
yeah.
一本书特别贵所以你买下来还得认真读哈
Yeah
你看那个 Mark 你这次呢磨难其实是因祸得福
Mark, the whole ordeal has turned out to be a blessing in disguise.
The whole ordeal 是什么呢?
Ordeal is something that、is bad for you. It's,、it takes a long time. And actually, once you're done with it, you become a smarter person,、or a little more wise, or a little more tolerant of life.So we have an ordeal, which is something that you suffer, maybe as a result of your own...foolishness of having goofed up.
So what didn't kill you makes you stronger.
Yeah, exactly. It's an ordeal that doesn't kill you.、Yeah.
Ordeal, 磨难痛苦的经历、啊、那些没有杀死你的东西、
yeah.
没有打倒你的东西这个 ordeal, 这次磨难呢、has turned out 就是被后来被证明成了什么、
yes.
或者是呢就是表现出来的成了什么、mm-hmm. 成了一个 blessing in disguise、
mm-hmm.
这个要讲一下
Yeah, well, a blessing is something good, but sometimes we don't know that right awaySo maybe I didn't know how much texting was costing me, and maybe it was costing me an extra $25 per month, maybe $50. You never know until you get your bill the next month, and whoa, this is cheap. Okay, I'll go out and buy those books.Yeah, that's a blessing in disguise.
就是那种在掩盖下的 disguise 下面的一些好的事情、mm-hmm. a blessing、
yeah.
就是因祸得福。看上去呢，它是一个 bad thing，、
mm-hmm.
但实际上它是一个 good thing.
Yeah, a good thing disguised as a bad thing. We could say it's a blessing in disguise.
对了 ，a good thing 被掩盖成了 disguise 成了一个坏的事情，实际上它还是好的事情，就是因祸得福。Mark 说，嘿嘿，哈哈你怎么好像总是能让我高兴起来呢
？Hey, how come you always seem to cheer me up?
How come you always seem to cheer me up?、
Mm-hmm.
Always seem to cheer me up. Cheer somebody up.、
Mm-hmm.
让某人高兴起来、
yeah.
振奋起来。
Make them happy.、Yeah.
Make them happy.、
Mm-hmm.
你是有神奇的力量还是怎么着
Do you have magical powers or something?
Do you have magical power or something?、
Mm.
没有。
No.
我就是太天才了。
I'm just awesome.
I'm just awesome. That's all.
That's all.
就这样而已。Mm. 好的，非常好的一段对话啊，这是今天呢我们一起来学习的。好了，今天这段对话学习到这里呢，我们差不多学完了今天所有的内容。再一次强调啊，如果你在开车的时候，千万不要发 text message.
Yeah, don't use your handset.
而且开车的时候一定要注意安全。
嗯、mm. ，
不要打电话。
对，
也不要发 text message. 蓝牙呀、啊、
，Bluetooth，
还要用蓝牙
，Yeah，
啊、哦，反正呢，也祝大家呀、啊，在开车的时候，在行车的时候，一定呢要注意安全。
嗯，
好的，这就是今天我们的 Topic 9 Text Messages， 在这里非常感谢 Mark 老师。
Thank you for listening. Bye bye.